I'm really struggling with the Traveller Committee and with the departments when it comes to outcomes for members of the Traveller community. I don't believe for a moment that the Traveller Committee doesn't know at the moment if it's coming or if it's going. I'm a member of that committee myself. We have a work plan for going forward without negotiations with the Traveller organisations, and basically we've no target of outcomes, which is very unfortunate. And I think the committee, there's already recommendations there from previous committees, and I think our job is to hold the departments to account. I believe today is another talk shop. It's another day of kicking the can down the road. We all know, even the dogs in the street knows the inequalities in our health system when it comes to members of the Traveller community and to other vulnerable communities. It's really, like, I've never seen anything like it in my life in the last 6 years that I've been in the Shannon, looking for Traveller needs to be met when it comes to health. Travellers are not looking for special treatment. They're looking to be treated for, in some cases, very serious respiratory illnesses, diagnosis with cancer today, buried in a week or 2 weeks because it was too late to diagnose to be able to save a patient. I live in the community, and I think, you know, as a member of the Traveller community, as organisations, we really need to go back and look at what we already have and how do we move forward with the plans that we have for the last 10, 15 years. Research on Travellers' Health is nearly 30 years old. We need fresh, up-to-date research data around Travellers' Health, around Travellers' mental health, and we need funding to be able to do that. We have a health crisis in this country, up and down the country in our hospitals. Just yesterday, I was in Letterkenny A&E. Absolutely no disrespect to the staff there. They are absolutely diamond and maestro. They're trying their best, just like they do in Sligo. The system, the management, and that's what we're getting with the Department of Health.
I know one of the points that you made on this as well is that the fact was you have Jennifer Carroll-McNeill as the Minister for Health. There are so many other junior ministers with responsibility for other areas within health that it's very difficult to have anybody that's fully accountable. And as a result of that, there's an awful lot of passing the buck going on.
Well, we have Mary Butler, the Minister for Mental Health and for Older People. You know, if someone can't complete a job in 6 years, we really have to look, is there anybody else that can complete a job, that can work with a community? Because I don't believe for 1 minute that minister, I believe that minister has failed and will continue to fail Travellers on mental health. And again, I think it's really important for your listeners to know, while I'm speaking about Travellers, I'm very aware that our mental health services for people from all communities is absolutely dire.